Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Q's Symposium here in the beautiful Bahamas. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the ladies from Michigan. How are you? We've got Tansley Stearns over here from Community Financial Credit Union. Tansley, how are you?
Amazing. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I almost had a brain freeze there for a second. Like, oh my gosh.
No. Who are they?
Who are these people? No, we know who you are. And yes. Oh my gosh, the new board chair, Terry Keene. How are you, Terry?
Great. Glad to be here and enjoying the weather.
Yeah, it's awesome. Not too bad. Yeah, a little windy, but that's all right.
For you, this is probably not much of an improvement.
It's freezing.
Yes, for me, I was going to say.
Very cold, yeah. It's really nice at home right now, but we won't do that. Leave that to the Weather Channel.
Yes, that's right.
And let's talk credit unions. How about that?
Let's do it.
How about that? So before, I'm asking everybody, hey, how's the show going? How's the conference going? We're kind of in day one and a half, I think, something like that. So Tansley, how's it going for you?
It's awesome. I really loved yesterday. You know, I have been on this charge to convince us to stop talking about soft skills, because I think that they're the hardest things that we do. And I think yesterday's intro was really about that. And also about how short life is and how important it is to make impact during the time that we have. So it was really great.
Agreed. And Terry, how about you? Any takeaways from yesterday?
Oh, it's just the networking opportunities are just fabulous. Yep. You know, this is my first year here at the symposium as chair, and it's just been magnificent just to interact and see other people and recognize that, you know, our organization does have a lot in common with the other organizations, other credit unions. It's been great.
Well, you picked a good one to come to for your first one. This is one of my favorites as well, because I love the dynamic between the CEO and the board chair.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to see how these two work, and speaking of, how you two are working together to keep that successful momentum going. So having said that, so being the new board chair, so how are you guys working together as a new, kind of a new pair, if you will? So Tansley, you want to... How does that get started? Because I know this is a common thread throughout the country and the industry.
Absolutely. So we follow something called policy governance, which John Carver started, and it's really about this idea of distinction in roles. And what I love is that, you know, as we've talked with those experts on policy governance, one of the things that they share is, while those distinctions are important, support really does matter. And I really feel from Terry that she's added that and been so supportive of me, which is critical as we make a lot of important changes in the organization.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm going to move the mic up just a hair.
Sure.
Because I think the entire conference is coming down here. So Terry, being in the board chair seat now, and Tansley is one of the more progressive leaders in the industry.
Absolutely.
And I say that with all my heart, because she's really pushing that proverbial envelope. So how is that working? And when you guys bring ideas, brainstorm and all that type of stuff, how is that working?
Well, it's been very creative and collaborative. You know, and I think because I am a new board chair, you know, I've got some different ideas and what we've done in the past as well. And with her dynamic involvement in, you know, ideas that we're kind of forging a new plan, right? And we tend to bounce ideas off of each other, and they just kind of grow organically, you know, depending on the situation. And it's been a lot of fun to see that happen, right? And we're bouncing ideas off of each other all the time.
Good deal. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of brainstorming going on in that building. My gosh, what you guys are doing there, Tansley, is amazing. So yeah, so let's talk about women in leadership. Because obviously, board chair, CEO. So, trying to think, I mean, how does that kind of resonate throughout the organization, seeing you two kind of leading the charge? Tansley?
You know, so the foundation of our values is about creating belonging, and we talk about how we want to bring human beings and their unique perspectives and experiences, and we think that that difference makes us better. And so I think that this is a wonderful example of that, and I think for our industry, there aren't enough women CEOs and women board chairs, and certainly that combination is very unusual. So I'm thrilled to be part of forging that path. You know, from a legacy standpoint, I think one of the very most important things that I can do with the rest of my time is to demonstrate to my daughter Mackenzie and those like her that anything is possible.
Exactly.
And I think that we're doing that.
Yeah, and what a role model, you know? So not being kind of a light-footed and taking risks and things like that, because you told me we talked about this time last year that 2023 was the year of the test for
you guys.
And I just found that so bold, you know, and not many people can say that. So, but you got to, sometimes you got to really take that first step in that area. And what do you, yeah. I mean, and Terry kind of being the new board chair, when somebody says, hey, this is going to be the year of the test, well, how does that resonate with you?
Well, you know, we knew it was going to be, her first year onboarding was going to be, you know, could mean a lot of changes, mm-hmm. and we were hoping for good things, mm-hmm. and I think getting that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that we were anticipating that with hiring a new CEO, and, you know, kind of embraced that, and I think that idea of change is kind of inherent in our culture at Community Financial yeah. Credit Union. Yeah. And what we're seeing here with my leadership and with Tansy's leadership is just kind of a representation yeah, of what yeah. that culture is all about.
Well, and in today's day and time, this is not a time to be resting on your laurels at all.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you have to be doing the opposite, the complete opposite, which you guys are doing at Community Financial. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And then having, you know, two women leading the way. And again, it's very, I don't know, such great role models for other folks who want to move up that ladder. And what's your advice for other maybe soon-to-be women leaders coming up in our industry? What's your advice for them, Tansy?
You know, my advice is always, no matter who they are, no matter what your background, what your experience, is something that my first CEO taught me, which is the swoop. You know, he was willing to do anything and to pick up things that other people would not. And I think that the opportunity that we often have in credit unions, particularly at smaller and mid-sized, is to try and do different things.
Yeah.
And that experience of doing something that maybe nobody else wanted to do
yeah.
can give gifts for the rest of your career.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to bring it back to the conference before we move to our last question
okay.
here. But what are some of the takeaway, or what do you guys want to achieve here? What's the big goal that you guys want to achieve at this conference? Because this is a conference that's geared toward CEOs and board chairs working together and keeping that momentum going. So what do you guys hope to achieve here, Terry?
Well, I think a lot of it is just kind of understanding what other CEO chair combinations are doing and what's working for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're just kind of exploring that boundary and defining what we want our relationship mm-hmm. to be. And this is a great, early in this relationship is a great opportunity to do that, to really connect with other yeah. teams and see, and you know, get ideas.
Yeah, indeed. Tansy?
You know, I just think it's also about collaboration. It's one of the gifts of our space, and I think this is a moment and opportunity to not only learn, but also consider what we might do with others in the future. So we hope that those opportunities yeah, present yeah. themselves, and we want to take advantage of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that here, for sure.
Without
a lot of that. All right, let's get to the last.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going to take a turn. It's going to be a little somber, so. But I want to talk about the partnership with Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that was a tough one the other day. That was
it
a tough
was.
One. If you're a Detroit Lions fan, we're with you.
We're still wearing our Honolulu blue, so.
Exactly. But, yeah, you guys, I mean, incredible season, I think.
So,
in my
absolutely.
Opinion, I mean, we were talking before the recording, I was rooting for the Niners, but in the back of my mind, I was rooting for the Lions as well, because it's such a wonderful story.
It is.
You know, and you guys are going to be there again and again. No worries there. But tell me about the partnership
yes.
that you guys have with Detroit Lions, because I see it all over Instagram and LinkedIn and stuff. It's posting like crazy, Tansy. So tell me about that partnership. That must be really phenomenal, and how rewarding is that as well?
Yeah, we're super excited about it. So one of the things that we have work to do on is building our brand. Our brand awareness is very low, under 20%. And so we know that we can't do that on our own, and doing that in partnered ways is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no stronger loyalty than to some of these very, very amazing sports teams. And even if they've had a storied history, that loyalty is long and it's deep and wide. And so we're really excited. And what we thought was so fun is, as we've gone through a rebrand, to be able to see our brand screamed out to everyone
cool.
every time a touchdown happened.
Cool.
It's really, really fun.
Well, and yep. I don't think there's any fan base that's more loyal than the Detroit fan base. Are you
it's
kidding me?
So true.
Yeah,
and they've been through it.
Yes, they
yes.
have. I was about to say, they have been through it.
The energy
so,
at Ford Field is unlike anything
yeah.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No. And what do you think about that, Terry? I mean, having this really cool partnership with Detroit Lions when they are hitting their stride, too. So the timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
Did you find that, Tansy?
yeah.
I can't take credit for that.
But I think that's important to the whole city of Detroit and the whole area
yeah.
is that we, you know, that community is poised to kind of move ahead and to prosper. And so I think just the energy from the success of the Lions has helped fuel that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's just been an incredible partnership for us, because we're really diving into that space and trying to, you know, to to help contribute to that renovation of the city.
Very cool. And when you have a loyal fan base like that, and then you have your logo on the big screen and all that type of stuff, like, they really go hand in hand, right?
They do. Absolutely.
So, and when you can, if you can capture some of that fan base at your credit union, oh my gosh, they're with you forever for sure. So,
well, we talk about this idea of creating joy, and if you think about what happens every time the Lions make a touchdown and they're thinking about Community Financial, that connection is real.
Oh, completely, completely. Yeah. What are the goals? What do you guys have? Just real quickly, what are some of the goals that you have for that partnership? Obviously, awareness and bringing in new members. Any other goals on the table for that?
No, that's the big part of it, and then really about core deposits, which all credit unions are talking about right now.
That's across the board.
Absolutely. But we've done a lot of work on the technology side so that as the brand is engaging and people are feeling that joy, that it's really easy for them to join, and we believe that combination matters right now.
Yeah, you guys just unleashed a new mobile banking app, I think?
We did.
Yeah,
we went live with Lumen, we went live with Mantle, so we're doing everything we can to make it simple and easy.
Good, good. All right. Anything else to add before I unleash you onto the show, ladies?
We're just so grateful to have the time with you here.
Well, thank you. Yes, oh my gosh. Well, it's an honor to have you guys here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait for more big things from you too. So it's going to be really fun to watch.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so good stuff. All right, Tansley, okay, Carrie, enjoy the rest of the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.